Hi, welcome to the Radio Buzz. What started out as a simple home renovation project has turned into a three-part series entitled How I Lost My Mind in the Kitchen. I didn't intend on milking this journey into home repairs for that long, but the wealth of material we have stumbled upon, quite innocently, I assure you, has lent itself in a backdoor way to humor. Dick and Jane Bake a Shortcake has turned into Homer's Odyssey in the original Greek. I know more about kitchen specialty shops than Martha Stewart's parole officer on a slow afternoon, and I will not say a final farewell to the electricians, plumbers, and other workers who have become the extended family I've grown to rely on, because I'm sure that the Rube Goldberg infrastructure of wires and pipes they've carved out of what was once a semi-functioning kitchen will call upon them once again when an appliance is plugged in, turned on, and starts spouting sparks and smoke like a jury-rigged 30-year-old toaster that refuses to give up a large Einstein's bagel stuck in its clutching grasp. Oh, not funny at the time, but what could you do? Sit there and bemoan the fact that when you ring the doorbell, the bathroom flushes? All right, the bathroom didn't flush, but after the electricians left for the day thinking it worked, the bell chime resonated throughout the house for minutes with a deep hum, which caused the dog to go on alert because she thought the cats had trapped the fuzzy-tailed critter in the breezeway, and that hum sounded like its fight-or-flight mechanism. It's almost over now, that parade of workers who were so free to confide in you the mistakes they saw the other guys make. Was it just professional pride, or the fact that when you come right down to it, everyone's a know-it-all Budinsky Yenta? Changing out the kitchen is sort of like chewing on a most delicious piece of chocolate and caramel, and suddenly you've pulled out a filling. You know you'll get another filling, but you have to endure that trip to the dentist. The good news is that the amalgam in the filling that has filled your body with more mercury than the thermometer on Times Square now is gone. Since you don't want to subject your body to the microwave gourmet pizza and meatball hot pockets too many times, we got a new look at the fleeting concept of service in restaurants. So we've been out to eat lately more than a 300-pound Zagat reviewer with a titanium credit card. Either the service stinks, or it's great, one or the other. Before the words, "Are you finished with that?" were out of our waiter's mouth, his hand was on my plate ready to whisk it away. I had to be fast. Of course, my hand was quicker than my brain when it tries to open up my mouth, so I grabbed the other side of the plate, and for a split second we were in a mini tug of war. It was as awkward as looking at a new baby and trying to guess the right gender so you don't make a fool of yourself when you say, "Oh, what a beautiful little girl," when it's a boy. He let go of the plate and we smiled at each other. I smiled because I knew we'd be utilizing our new kitchen very soon. As soon as we unearthed that cookbook collection and started whipping up a little Spam Wellington. Now that's good eating and your Radio Buzz.